Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's daily audio devotionals. In this series, we will be reading in the book of Matthew, which is a part of the Synoptic Gospels. The Synoptic Gospels refers to the books of Matthew, Mark, and Luke, which means that these Gospels contain many of the same stories, and that those stories are sometimes even presented in the same sequence within each of the three different books. The book of Matthew itself was written towards a more Jewish audience to convince them that Jesus was the Messiah promised to them in the Old Testament. It is believed that this book was written 80 to 90 AD. Now, AD stands for Anno Domini, which is Latin for in the year of the Lord, indicating a year after the estimated birth of Jesus Christ, which essentially, it means, after Christ, when referring to a date on the calendar. Nowadays, some more non-religious scholars do use the abbreviation CE, that stands for the phrase Common Era. But both CE and AD refer to the same years in the Gregorian calendar, which is the most widely used calendar today. So let us open our Bibles to the book of Matthew chapter 12. Today's reading we will be starting in verse 22 and ending today's chapter and scripture reading on verse 50. I'll be using the New Living Translation, but you're welcome to follow along in the version of the Bible that you're most comfortable with. Now, starting in verse 22. Then a demon-possessed man, who was blind and couldn't speak, was brought to Jesus. He healed the man so that he could both speak and see. The crowd was amazed and asked, "Could it be that Jesus is the son of David, the Messiah?" But when the Pharisees heard about the miracle, they said, "No wonder he can cast out demons. He gets his power from Satan, the prince of demons." Jesus knew their thoughts and replied, "Any kingdom divided by civil war is doomed. A town or family splintered by feuding will fall apart. And if Satan is casting out Satan, he is divided and fighting against himself. His own kingdom will not survive. And if I am empowered by Satan, what about your own exorcists? They cast out demons too, so they will condemn you for what you have said. But if I am casting out demons by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God has arrived among you. For who is powerful enough to enter the house of a strong man and plunder his goods? Only someone even stronger, someone who could tie him up and then plunder his house. Anyone who isn't with me opposes me, and anyone who isn't working with me is actually working against me. So I tell you, every sin and blasphemy can be forgiven, except blasphemy against the Holy Spirit, which will never be forgiven. Anyone who speaks against the Son of Man can be forgiven, but anyone who speaks against the Holy Spirit will never be forgiven, either in this world or in the world to come. A tree is identified by its fruit. If a tree is good, its fruit will be good. If a tree is bad, its fruit will be bad. You brood of snakes, how could evil men like you speak what is good and right? For whatever is in your heart determines what you say. A good person produces good things from the treasury of a good heart, and an evil person produces evil things from the treasury of an evil heart. And I tell you this, you must give an account on Judgment Day for every idle word you speak. The words you say will either acquit you or condemn you. One day some teachers of religious law and Pharisees came to Jesus and said, "Teacher, we want you to show us a miraculous sign to prove your authority." But Jesus replied, "Only an evil, adulterous generation would demand a miraculous sign, but the only sign I will give them is the sign of the prophet Jonah. For as Jonah was in the belly of the great fish for 3 days and 3 nights, so will the Son of Man be in the heart of the earth for 3 days and 3 nights. The people of Nineveh will stand up against this generation on Judgment Day and condemn it, for they repented of their sins at the preaching of Jonah. Now someone greater than Jonah is here, but you refuse to repent. The Queen of Sheba will also stand up against this generation on Judgment Day and condemn it, for she came from a distant land to hear the wisdom of Solomon. Now someone greater than Solomon is here, but you refuse to listen. When an evil spirit leaves a person, it goes into the desert, seeking rest but finding none. Then it says, 'I will return to the person I came from.' So it returns and finds its former home empty, swept, and in order. Then the spirit finds 7 other spirits more evil than itself, and they all enter the person and live there. And so that person is worse off than before. That will be the experience of this evil generation." As Jesus was speaking to the crowd, his mother and brothers stood outside, asking to speak to him. Someone told Jesus, "Your mother and your brothers are standing outside, and they want to speak to you." Jesus asked, "Who is my mother? Who are my brothers?" Then he pointed to his disciples and said, "Look, these are my mother and brothers. Anyone who does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother." Once again, that was the Gospel according to Matthew chapter 12 verses 22 through 50 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the verses in Matthew we just read a little more in depth. Jesus was and still is polarizing because he called for absolute obedience. The Pharisees mostly did not believe. They couldn't deny that he cast out demons, so they decided that Jesus was possessed by a demon. Jesus knows what it is like to be misunderstood and opposed. Christ said that their defiance, calling the work of the Holy Spirit an act of Satan, is an unforgivable sin. God can forgive any sin, except the one for which you don't want to be forgiven. A hard heart runs away from grace and love, refusing to be forgiven. Repentance is the first step home. Some of the Pharisees were at least curious about Jesus, and they asked him for a sign. Jesus said it was a twisted generation that demands a sign, asking God to perform a miracle like a circus trick. The wonders of God are all around us. Satan tempted Jesus to perform signs to make people believe, which was something we went over in an earlier devotional in this series with chapter 4 verses 6. The Pharisees tried to do the same. They called him a powerless liar. Even Jesus' own family didn't totally understand who he was. Jesus cared for his earthly family. For further study, look up John chapter 19 verses 25 through 27, and they loved him as family, but that was not enough. We can't just say, quote, "I love Jesus," end quote, to be in the eternal family of Jesus. We must do the will of the Father. It is hard reaching out to family members who do not believe in Jesus. Even Jesus experienced this. He invited his family to believe in him. At first, they thought he was insane, which was scribed in the Gospel according to Mark chapter 3, verse 21, and only later came to believe in him, which is referenced in the book of Acts chapter 1, verse 14. Jesus never gives up on us. He patiently waits for our hearts to turn to him, our Creator. Here are some thoughts to meditate on during your personal prayer time and for the rest of your day. Do you sometimes feel responsible for convincing others of Jesus' identity and his love, or do you simply tell your faith story? What does it mean for you to do the will of the Father? We're so grateful that you joined us for our daily audio devotionals, and we hope this was a great encouragement to all our listeners out there. Make sure to follow along with us on Monday through Friday for more enriching insights, discussions, and soul-searching introspections of these sacred biblical writings. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.